to the Tucker Zone. We're now inside your imagination, currently this vacant black deepness. But throughout this experience, we're going to explore places in your mind and slowly fill up this space with your thoughts.
Let me show you what I mean.
Every day our mind runs basically on one simple thing, water. I want you to think about what it would look and sound like if I had a water bottle in my hand right now. In fact, start to hear me shaking that water bottle.
Right by your right ear.
Cool, right? You just made the water bottle a real thing just by thinking about it. Check this out. Farther. Now closer. How about around your head? Okay, we're done with this. I'll just throw this back in. It's so crazy how everything around us was once just a thought somebody had, you know, just an idea. Then they put in the work and made it a real thing. Even really simple tools, like scissors. Tools like scissors help create the things we imagine. You know, they help in that process from going from just ideas to becoming real things. Okay, we're done with these two. I'll just throw these back here. You know, all of this kind of depends on you interacting with your imagination. Let's try something. Imagine I have a balloon. You're getting really good. All right, I'm going to put this balloon right here by your mouth, and in a second, you're going to blow this up. On the count of three, blow up the balloon. Like, really physically blow it up with your mouth for this to work. Ready? One, two, three. Too much, it popped. You have a powerful imagination. It can take you so many places. In fact, why are we just sitting here? Let's go somewhere. I'll take you there. Imagine yourself in the passenger seat of your car. Hey, you were supposed to imagine me in the car too, you know. And come on, a Lamborghini would have been nice. I'll drive. Let's roll down the windows. Feels good out here. You know, sometimes things just pop into your imagination. You don't even know what to think. Get that beat. Get that out of here. Remember, you're in control. You can ultimately make anything. Go ahead. Way down there. Alright, how about some music? In fact, let's make it a party. You know, other people like myself can give you ideas that can then appear inside your own mind. For example, I'm gonna bring my robot. He's in the back seat, behind me.
Hello, humans.
What's up, robot? God, that guy just pulled out right in front of me. Where'd he even come from?
I can fix that.
What? No. Where'd you get that drill?
I have duct tape. I can fix anything.
No, no. Put it away, robot. Nothing needs fixed. You know what? Let's just make one more stop here at this gas station. You have a long trip ahead of you. I hope you get prepared. All right. One more time. Imagine us all in the gas station. Man, all this mind work can wear you out. Let me go over here and get an energy drink for us. You like Red Bull? Gotta refuel your mind so you can control it, right? But hey, sometimes you just have to go off luck. Hey, you know what? Let's buy a scratch-off lottery ticket. See if we can win some money.
I like money.
Excuse me. Hey, can we get this one, please?
$30.
Okay, $30. So let's all split it, me, you, and my robot, and we each pay 10. Remember that in case we win. It was $30 total, so we each paid 10. Hey, don't answer that right now. Come on. Don't get distracted. You have to stay focused. You hear? All good? All right, well, since you already had your eyes open, go ahead and scratch off the lottery ticket on your phone. Like, open your eyes and check your phone screen. It's there. See if we won. Looks like we won $5. At least we got something back. Hey, make sure your eyes are closed again so we can redeem it. You know, we can't really split $5 between the three of us, so how about we just each keep $1, and since we haven't bought this energy drink yet, we'll just buy this with the remaining two and share it. Cool?
Sounds dope.
Alright. Speaking of money, you owe me for all this. In fact, let's try one more thing. One more big thing before I go. Alright, are you ready? This is going to be really cool, so pay really close attention. You have to remember, we're in your mind. I can even access some other places, like your memory. In fact, I could take a dollar out of your memory right now. Watch. Hear that? Got it. This dollar bill actually came from your memory. Focus and try to remember. Altogether, we originally paid $30 for the scratch-off ticket, right? $10 each. Then you scratched it off and we won $5 back. Since we couldn't really split $5 between the three of us, we just each kept one. So basically, we each ended up losing $9. 9 times the three of us equals a total of $27 that we lost.
Then we bought the energy drink with the other $2.
Right. The other $2 from our win went to the energy drink. So 27 plus 2 equals 29. I know what you're thinking. Where's the other dollar? Right here. I took it straight out of your memory. Be careful who you lend your mind. You did awesome. Just with the power of your thought, you've made all this.